Today we're going to be starting from four lines in the bottom on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, which is a new sugya. Amar Rabbi Vo, Amar Rabbi Yechonen. This sugya is repeated in Pesachim, and here it takes also, it's a long sugya here, but it's not as hard as some of the other sugyas we had. Let's just put it that way. Amar Rabbi Vo, Amar Rabbi Yechonen. Kali Surim Shabbatayra, Ain hetra mitzarif l'isser, chutz misuri nazir. Usually, isser is isser and hetra is hetra. So if I have, let's say, a piece of pig that is mixed together with a piece of kosher meat, one is not chayav malchus unless they eat a gzayas of the pig. They can't say, well, you count the half of gzayas of pig and the half of gzayas of kosher meat, and that equals a gzayas. Ain hetra mitzarif l'isser. The heter does not join the isser to make an isser. Chutz miyisuri nazir. Nazir is an exception. Shari amra tayra mishras. The Torah says if you soak wine in bread, mishras anavim. Now, what does the Torah mean? You have a gzayas of wine, so why did the Torah have to write it? If you have a gzayas of wine, you have wine. Why did the Torah have to write, don't drink wine and old wine and anything you soak the wine in? Well, if you soak the wine in it, that means it's wine in there. That's what mishras anavim means. You have wine in there. So why did the Torah write it? The answer is the Torah wrote it. If you take a piece of bread that has wine in it, the bread and the wine combine to the gzayas. That the bread, which is heter, combines with the isser to create a gzayas, and one would be chayav malchus. That's the chiddush of mishras. And that's only true, at least at this point, only true, Rabbi Yechonen says, only true by Nazir. It's not true by any other Isser. Heter does not turn into Isser except by Nazir. That's what Rabbi Yechonen is saying. Now, as Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi learned they don't have to be mixed. They can be a half exias of bread and a half exias of a grape, and that would be Mitzdarif. Tosfos says it's only if it's mixed together, like the wine and the bread. It's absorbed, it's in there. But if it's separate, Tosfos says we don't say hetem mitzarif l'isser. I'm not going to get involved in that. I just meant to mention it now so we would be able to refer back to it if we ever have to. So again, this is a gzeres hakasuv, that even though it's not all isser, it's a combination of isser and heter, the guy would get malchus for that combination of isser and heter. Zokturash. Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra. Ein hetzer mitzarif l'isser. Machul chatzi zayis chayla v'chatzi zayis shuman. A guy ate a half zayis of chayla and a half zayis of shuman. Now shuman and chayla look the same. They're both fat from the animal. Except the Torah said one part is chayla and it's chayv karis. And one part is shuman and is mutter to eat. And the guy ate a zayis of the combination. He's pater. He didn't eat exayis of chaylov. He wouldn't be chayav malchus. Chutz mi suri nazir. Shemachol, the way Rashi is like Rashi. Shemachol chatzi zayis anavim. The chatzi zayis lechem. He ate a half exayis of grapes and a half exayis of bread. The basachas, one shot chayav. Now that key word is the basachas. It doesn't work with de achilas fras. It's not like when a guy eats chaylov. He can eat chaylov, let us say, for argument's sake, that b'gdei achilus pras is 4 minutes. The sheet is from 2 to 9. But let's say it's 4. We'll pick 4. If a guy eats exayas chaylov over 4 minutes, he's chayav malchus. He can eat a half exayas now and a half exayas 3 minutes later, it's mitzarev. Anything eaten b'gdei achilus pras is mitzarev to a shear. That's true when it's all iser. Rashim Sochim and the Rush here say that if it's heter and isser, it only is chayiv if it's simultaneous, together. But if you eat them separately, we don't say, well, it's within a day achilus fras, you ate a half exayas of bread, and 2 minutes later, a half exayas of grapes, you're chayiv. It's only bebas agas. Heter is only mitzarif l'isser, even the chiddush of nazir, that the bread turns into isser, when you eat it together with the grape, the key word here is together. Not over g'day achilus fras. Again, if a guy would eat grapes, and he would eat exayas of grapes within the span of 4 minutes, he'd be chayav malchus. He does not have to eat exayas in one shot. Right? Whereas, in Hetem Mitzarev Le'Isser, there it's not shot that he can do it over 4 minutes. And again, 4 minutes I picked because Achilas Bras is anywhere between 2 and 9. So the Hetem Mitzarev Le'Isser means Babas Achas. The Rush stresses those words because it's only if you eat them together, the Torah said a Chiddush, that even though it's a half exayas of grape and a half exayas of bread, but if you eat them together, what is Chayav Malkus?
In your mouth together.
Mouth together. Okay. Chew them together. No, no. Swallow them together.
This Chatzi is lopped up, right?
Not true. If it's Roiv Heter, it wouldn't be Mitzarev. If you have 3/4 of a gazayas of bread and 1/4 of a gazayas of grape, it would not be mitzvah.
The opposite.
That's for sure. If half is mitzvah, for sure, less than half.
No.
No, for sure it's mitzvah. Grape and 1/4 of a gazayas for sure would be mitzvah. If even half and half is mitzvah. Shari Amra Tyra
Mitzvah.
Yeah, I think so. We might run into it, might not run into it, but I think so. Shari Amra Tyra. The Torah said, right, I'm just looking, I'm in the next rush. I just wanted to see if anybody says about the right. So I'm going to tell you, Mitzvah said, Rav Yishta, Chayiv Ashriyas Pitoi B'yayin. He's Chayiv for soaking his bread and wine. The Yik Exayas B'yayin L'chudei, if there's Exayas and wine, Lama Likra. Period. That's Chat in the Gemara. Now the rush brings a different girsa and dismisses it. Loigasina mishras v'chol mishras. This is not a drasha from the word v'chol. Some had a girsa that the drasha is not from the word mishras, but it's the extra word v'chol mishras. V'istigarsile, mefarshim, afilu l'rabbanon d'l'darshi kol. In mesechtes psachim, d'rabbanon don't darshin the word kol. V'chol darshi. They do darshin v'chol. And therefore it says v'chol mishras. V'loihi. That's not the true Gersa. The Bechinah Le'Kaman, but Mibayel Le'Litin Tam Ke'ikr. The Gemara is going to say we need Mishras for a more basic halacha. That even if you don't have the wine, but you have the taste of wine, that's considered like wine. We'll get to that. We'll worry exactly what that means. But if with an extra word, V'chol, the Gemara is going to answer very simply. Mishras tells me one, and V'chol tells me the other. The Gemara doesn't answer that. I mean, the Gemara is not darshing the V'chol here. He could have answered had to mitzvah is just from the extra word v'chol. The mashra, the mishras mapigla. He learns it out from the word mishras v'chol loy darish. When they're darishing v'chol, kach pirish Rashi v'psachim. Rashi quotes that this is how Rashi and v'psachim explains the Gemara. Fine. Zok the Gemara v'aytar. He's saying that's what someone. We're not getting involved in when we dash and call or not. This halacha of mishras is not from the word b'chol. Because if it is from the word b'chol, then the Gemara later on that asked the kasha, we need mishras or something else, the answer should have been mishras is for that and b'chol is for that. The Gemara doesn't answer that. It means the Gemara obviously understands we're not using the word b'chol. Why not? Sip Sachem 43b. That's what I think it is. Am I right? Yeah, 43b. That's where it is. So, in Psalm 43b, the Gemara understands whether we do a dash in B'chol or not. Here, the Gemara is going without B'chol. That's what the Rashi is saying. Because if the Gemara used B'chol, we would never have the next kash in the Gemara. Not the next, whatever the Gemara gets to. Ziri Amar, Absar, B'bal Taktiru. There's Halacha, Kichol Sar, B'chol Dabash, Taktiru Mimeno Yishel Hashem. All Sar and all honey, all sweet fruits, do not put on the Mizbeach, to love. The kol sar. Sar is sourdough. So now, what? So, zok diras, av sar b'bal taktiru, nami hetem mitzarev le'iser. There also is hetem mitzarev le'iser. Im hikter chatzi zayis chametz. If he's makter, have zayis of chametz. V'chatzi zayis matzah imay. So he's makter, remember, mincha is made out of matzah. The mincha that they were makriv was made matzah. They baked the dough into matzah. Now, it didn't look like our crackers necessarily, because in those days they didn't make holes, and therefore the matzah looked more like a pita bread. But the bottom line is it was made matzah, not chametz. So if a guy went and took a mincha that was half matzah and half a little bit chametz, half exayas of matzah and half exayas of chametz, and he put it on the mizbeach, They're not mixed, because we're going to see later on the mixture might be chayiv, even not like Rebbe Levi. We'll see in a second. They're not mixed. So, why? Kaman, the Gemara says, Kerbeliezer, the Darish Kol. This is not from the word Baltaktiru. Baltaktiru doesn't hint to a mixture. We don't see any in the word Baltaktiru that you can mix a mixture. But kols are the kol devas. The kol includes the mix, the hetem etzayful iser. That's why the Rashi before said Mishraz didn't need the kol. Mishraz is the word itself. Sa'ar is only like Rabbi Eliezer who darshens kol. In Pesachim, there's a machlokes of Eliezer and Rabbanon whether we darshen kol or not. So Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and Rabbanon say no. So Mishraz doesn't need Rabbi Eliezer. Ziri's halacha about Taktiru needs Rabbi Eliezer. Zok the Rush. Come on. Okay, I'll answer. Yes, doctor.
Is Sa'ar liquid or solid?
Solid.
Okay, but. Because, is there a difference between dough and bread?
Yes. Again, it makes no difference to what you're about. Sa'ar is a type of chametz. It's just not edible. That's all. Barely edible. Sa'ar is sourdough, starter dough. What you're going to make other things rise with.
When you make sourdough, a sourdough starter is liquid.
Again. I'm not going to get involved now. We're not learning Pesachim now. Sa'ar is a solid. I know that is a fact. The Mishnah says it in Pesachim. We'll leave it for the discussion at a different time. It's really not Nazir.
Assuming Lukum is half, but
apparently
I'm wrong.
The Mishnah in Pesachim calls it a solid, yes.
It's not yeast.
Not what you call yeast. What you call yeast is not made out of any chametz. It's kidneys.
What we call yeast is not yeast.
That's dry, definitely.
No, it's not our yeast. Our yeast has nothing to do with real yeast. Okay. Right. By the way, it's Fleischmann. He paid for the advertisement. Right. Zok the Rosh. Kaman Grebel Ezer the Darish Kol. The Perik Kol HaMenachas. I don't know where these gloves go to and all these places. Oh, he just says the Daf. It's in Pesachim also. Tanya. Chichol Sar V'chol Devash L'Saktiru. This is a Brisa in Masechtas Menachas. That's only if you're makter a whole kaimetz. Talking about kmitza there. Kaimetz is two kzeisim, according to one man yamar. So if it would only say, I would think it means a whole kaimetz. Two kzeisim worth of sar. Not one kzeis, but this is not eating. This is being makter on the mizbeach. I would think, Pirish, kala kaimetz, the hainu bei zeisim. The Savar, he holds, ain't kaimetz pachas me bezeitzim. No kaimetz is less than two zeitzim. Mitzas minayin, chatsi kaimetz mina. The hainu zayis. How do I know if one is makter a half a kaimetz, which is a zayis? Tamar loy mikol. The word kol teaches me even part of a kaimetz, half of it.
Why would you buy kol in half?
Extra word. Why half? Because zayis is this year. Ainly a Reuven minayin, pirish chachi zayis sar v'chachi zayis matzah. The hainu heter mitzarv leitzer. Tamar loymer kikol. Kikol. It says kikol sar v'chol debash. Kol included exayis of sar, and ki says heter mitzarv leitzer. The hainu heter mitzarv leitzer. The hainu the kamer kaman krib liyazer the darish kol. Now, where does Rabbi Yezid Darshan call? By chametz. The Torah says, kol machmetz esloy sechelu. Machmetz esloy sechelu means don't eat chametz. And eating is exayas. So what's kol? So Rabbi Yezid learns out from there, that includes taruvas chametz. A mixture of chametz and matzah. The Haino, equator, he's going to say, kabi kol machmetz esloy sechelu, l'rabai kutach habavli v'sheikhur hamadai. That if somebody eats a mixture of chametz and non-chametz, he's chayev. Kutach habavli was a certain dip, and Sheikh Ramada was a certain beer. Uplegi Rabbanan beperik elu oivrim. And Rabbanan say, no, we don't darshan kol. V'kivin, the darish kol l'mitzasai. Since Rabbi Eliezer uses kol to tell mitzayas, yatsa le kikol l'rabes eruvoi. So then the key can come and say, had to mitzvah for Yisr. Aval Rabbanon deloy darshi kol. Rabbanon don't darshan kol in Masechtas Pesachim. Yisr ki kol l'rabbis mitzvah. They do darshan ki kol, and ki kol is the first drasha, which is Akzayas. They had to mitzvah for Yisr l'shemina minay. And therefore they don't hold. They had to mitzvah for Yisr by Sar. Going to Rabbi Yisr darshan's kol. So kol takes care of Akzayas. You don't need a whole kaimet, which is two Akzayasim. Even exias. So therefore, key call tells me a mixture, as long as it's exias in total. Ichayet deraisa, I love. And the rabbanon who don't darshan call, so therefore they don't have that plastic for call for that. They use key call for exias, but they have no plastic for the mixture. Again, the pasuk starts with the kaimetz, which is two gzaisim. Then it says kol, which includes a gzaisim.
Of what?
Of sar or dvash. Of chametz. Forget sar. Of chametz. Putting chametz on the mizbeach. Let's just stay away from getting involved in sar.
But which korban was
on? Any time you put on the mizbeach. Mincha is flour. Mincha is baked flour that's put in the mizbeach. If that baked flour is chametz, it's alive in the Torah. It's alive. You call sar, you call the bash, like the amenri shalshem. Here is the pasuk. Call on mincha shetakivu l'ashem le'siyas l'chametz. You call sar, you call the bash, like the amenri shalshem.
Cause
that
he calls a mixture.
What? According to Rabbi Yasser. But Rabbanon don't darshan kol. So they have to use ki kol for exayas. So they don't learn mixture. That's why the Gemara says, come on, Rabbi Yasser.
Regular mincha.
No, it's matzah.
Oil.
Well, hold on. Again. Meaning, why does it become chametz? How does it become chametz?
Where is chametz coming?
Well, in order to bake flour, I think they mixed water into it. I think so. I have to learn Menachos. That's been a while. Rav Hashem, in the next few months, I'll be learning Menachos Devaila. I haven't learned it in a long time.
So what was a mincha at the end of the day? It was like a cake? It was like a texture of a fudgy cake?
Well, there's a whole kinds of different minchas. There are five different minchas.
Right. I'm saying the ones that were baked.
They were all baked. Some were fried.
Right.
Yeah, it was a hard piece of flour. It was like a pizza bread. It's the closest thing.
Cracker or crumbly, like a...
That's because we make holes into it. That's why it turns hard.
The minchas were never like a blondie, you know, like it wasn't texture of
something thick. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't tell you. All I can tell you is that they kept it from rising.
Okay.
It's like the Svarti matzah.
Okay.
They don't make holes, and therefore the Svarti matzah is the bread. But they watch it from rising. Yes.
The one where it's poured into the oil in the conical dish, there is references to it being fluffy, which I do not understand in the slightest.
Okay, again, we're not learning Menachos now, and we're going to leave this and move
bread.
On.
Baking bread from it. Okay.
We have holes in our masses to avoid chametz.
Yes. That way it doesn't rise. It can't rise.
I'm not sure how it avoids chametz. It avoids rising.
That's what I meant. Something in my right. Fact the Gemara Yachilinya Chametz Nami. So according to Rabbi Yezer, it says Kichol Machmetz Leitzachelu. So that includes Hetem and Starf Leitzer because Kol tells me mixture and Kichol tells me. Kol Machmetz Leitzachelu should tell me mixture, which is. Well, the key call told us me there because there I started with two gzaisim and I had to work down to gzaias. My food, I don't start with the two gzaisim, I start with gzaias. So therefore, call tells me even the mixture. So I had to mitzar for Esther. So why doesn't he only say tsar? He should say chametz as well. And for the Gemara, you're right, Eidachinami. Ziri holds chametz also. According to Eliezer, it's three things. Nazir, tsar, and chametz. So why did he only say sar? Lafukim yabaya, dama yesh aktar b'pankas m'gzayas, kamashnu an ein aktar b'pankas m'gzayas. Rabbaya holds that you don't need Exayas for Satiru. He doesn't start that Kaimetz is Tuk Zesim. He starts with one. And therefore, Kol tells me even part of one. And therefore, there's no need of Exayas, so there's no need for Hetem and Tzayim for Isser. The Isser can be less than Exayas. So, Mimela, I don't have to get to Exayas. So, Ziri disagrees. He holds you have to get to Exayas. So, therefore, he said Tzar. He was stressing Tzar because he didn't want to agree to Abaya. Abaya doesn't hold that you need Exayas of Tzar. You don't need to be Hetem and Tzayim for Isser. Even a little piece of Tzar is Chayas. So, for sure, you don't need Hetem and Tzarpli. Hetem and Tzarpli is when you have to reach Exayas. You don't have to reach Exayas, any little bit of Isser. I don't need the Heter. So, Ziri doesn't learn that way. So, that's why he said, sir, is Hetem and Tzarpli Isser. Sabaya would say, no, it's not. I don't need Hetem and Tzarpli Isser. Even the Isser can be a little bit. Zakarash. Ella lafuk yachidin yachamit v'pesach nami. Lerv lazer Hetem and Tzarpli Isser. Sivik yichol machmetzes. Now, what does he do with the word kiko? He doesn't need it for Hetem and Tzarpli Isser. I'm going to start this rush again on Monday because I have to go, so we'll continue my...